the book Hebrews, part 20. I'm Professor Hannes Redhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe just have a question, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on, contact us at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It is very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other English studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and paper, or a writing pad. I'm not going to do all the announcements as we normally do. Trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this morning, this Friday morning, is going to be a blessing unto you. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. He says, I just want to run back just a bit. Excuse me, just bear with me 1 second. I just want to, in verse 7, I just want to run through. Verse 7 says, and of the angels he said, that's Yahweh, who maketh his angels, Yahweh's spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Hallelujah. Now, he says in verse 8, there says, But unto the Son, he, Yahweh Almighty, said, thou throne, O God, in brackets, O Elohim, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness and the scepter of thine kingdom. Already he administered a kingdom to the Son, a kingdom which will be above every other kingdom. Hallelujah. Now he says in verse 9, now why does he give him a kingdom? Why do you think he promised him a kingdom? Verse 9. Thou, Yahushua, in brackets, have loved righteousness. You loved righteousness and hate iniquity. Now what does this mean? It confirms to me, and that's why I say you must be able to read between the verses, the lines. This confirms to me that when Lucifer was gathering the angels to overthrow the kingdom of Yahweh, the Bible says he wanted to sit on the mount, the highest mount in heaven. There's no mountains in heaven. It's figurative speech for sitting on the throne, the highest point in heaven, the throne of Yahweh. But it's described as a mountain in figurative speech. Now you learn something again. When Lucifer was accumulating the angels, drawing them under his power, Yahushua was there as well. He was there. But he wasn't one of the angels falling under the spell of Lucifer. Why not? Because this scripture in verse 9 says, thou, Yahweh Almighty, addressed the Son of Israel now as this God, this Elohim, thou hast love, righteousness. You didn't become part of the group of Satan's angels. You love righteousness and hated or hate iniquity. You hate sin. You love righteousness and you didn't join up with Lucifer. See what it says? It's not written there. But if you can read between the lines, that's what you will see there. That's what it means. Well, otherwise, you tell me, what does verse 9 mean? What other act of sin was in heaven? The act when Lucifer tried to overthrow the government, the heavenly government of Yahweh. As easy as that, in layman's term. Thou, Yahushua, has loved righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, it says God, I show in brackets Elohim. I'm using the term God here in the 1611 not to confuse you in any way. Therefore, God, the Father calls Yahushua, which he just exalted, which he obtained a name above every other name, which became his son, which he granted a kingdom. He now says, therefore God, Elohim, therefore God, even thou God, God, even thou God, if you read Isaiah 9 verse 6, he says, a child is born unto us, a son is given unto us, and he's called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. The son is called who? Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Who? Everlasting Father. The Son is called, the Son that is to be born in the flesh. When he was born in the flesh, he already obtained, he had the titles of God or Elohim and of Father. Go read Isaiah 9 verse 6. I just thought about the scripture now. He had exactly the same titles as the Father. Why? Because the Father has already ordained him in these titles. Although he addressed him as his son. And the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, he remains the Father. But he makes this son in a title, exactly the same title. He doesn't have the exactly same position, because the son sits on the right hand of the authority of the Father. Do you understand that? The right hand, the authority, the right hand is the power of authority. When you will greet me with your right hand. The arm, the right arm, the right hand of authority. Go read Isaiah 53. Who believeth and who was the right arm of Yahweh revealed? The Father. The Son was the right arm. Why? Because the Father couldn't come down in his fullness. He would have died at sinning. And he created him a body called the Son. He said, therefore God, this Son, who loves righteousness and hates iniquity, not joining as an angel under the influence of Lucifer. Because Lucifer was the glorification name of the angel in heaven, which became Satan. An evil spirit that was cast out of heaven. Demonic spirit. Therefore, Yahweh has loved righteousness. I say, thou, Yahushua, has loved righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, ever thou God, God, thou God. With other words, son, you are a God. I am your God, but you are a God, if I use the terms God. You understand that? Therefore, God, even thou God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now, if you can explain to me what verse 9 means without acknowledging that there were other angels and this one angel was exalted above all the others. Otherwise, you can't even read your own language. Hebrew 1 verse 9. Thou, Yahushua in brackets, has loved righteousness and hates iniquity, not joining up with Lucifer. Therefore, God, Yahushua, even thou, God, Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. See my fingers. The one is God, Yahushua. The second, the main God, the creator of heaven and earth, had anointed. Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, has anointed thee. He said him, I've anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Now what is oil? Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. The oil is a type of the Ruach HaKodesh. That's why today, in this 24th century, 21st century, we don't use oil to anoint people and all this, because we have the Holy Spirit. We have the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, oil sort of just fade away, because the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is breaking the sickles, is breaking the chains. So oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. So what does he do? He anoints Yahushua in heaven. After he called him his son, after he called him a God, a Elohim, he above it all, he confirms it all by the anointing in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. The oil of gladness above thy fellows. The other angels didn't receive the anointing of the oil of gladness. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm surely not wrong, because I can read normal English. This is when the Ruach HaKodesh reveals himself on different and in different ways. Yea, even thou God, Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, and I want to say your father, had anointed thee, Yahushua, with the oil of gladness above thy fellow other angels. Can you understand that? He's all the time talking about the other angels. How easy is it, by just using the word other, putting it on the right spot, the right place? Then we understand what the scripture says. Therefore God, even thou God, hath anointed thee, Yahushua, with the oil of gladness above thy other fellow angels. How easy is that? Verse 10. And thou, he doesn't say to him, and you. He said, Elohim. He addressed him as you now. How in my life can I address Yahweh my Father, and I say, oh, you are God? Some people talk about the old man up there, the old one with the beard up there. No respect. No respect. He is the Father although he dwells within our soul's dimension through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Bible says he doesn't live in temples that's built with hands. These massive churches and buildings and synagogues and temples. Why do you think Yahweh allowed the two temples to be broken down? The first temple was broken down by King Nebuchadnezzar 570 before Yahushua. The other one was broken down at 70 after Yahushua by Emperor Titus. Why is Yahweh allowed it? Because he's not interested in this type of temples anymore. He's not interested, he's functioning in a New Testament. Not the 613 laws, but in the two kingly laws. Ye Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. Who has loved me with your heart, your soul, and all your might, and your neighbor, your brother, like yourself. That's the two kingly laws. The 613 laws couldn't even save Moses. After he was disobedient and he smacked the rock instead of speaking to the rock. That kept him out of the promised land because of disobedience. If Moses lived today under the age of grace, he could have made the promised land if he was only turning onto the grace of Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh. So what has happened here? Yahweh has anointed his son with so much more. Now I have to stop here, otherwise I'm going to carry on for the next 3 hours. There is so much more to do, so much more to say. I want to give you homework. Take your Bible, start with verse 1, work it through up to verse 10 or verse 9, having the answers that I've given you, working it downwards right to the bottom, and see what you can find, knowing what you know now, which the churches for more than 600 years of Protestantism never was in the position to explain to us what the word says. But Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh, has it revealed it unto me. And I'm nobody special. I'm only a child of Yahweh, a full-blooded Yahwist, as anyone else there has the opportunity. The Bible says, and I'm going to close, I reveal myself unto whom I will. Have a great weekend. Use the opportunity. Preach the gospel. Be a blessing. Be a light unto the world. In the name of Yahushua. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.